we've been taking a deeper look at where the candidates stand on key issues important to voters. Today, we look at immigration. President Trump ran on the promise of building a U.S.-Mexico border wall, and during his presidency, he has worked to make it harder for many migrants to apply for asylum, among other things. Some of the other top Democratic candidates are promising to reverse his actions. Joining us to talk about what Democrats are pledging to do is Seema Mehta, political writer for the L.A. Times. She's in Iowa ahead of the caucuses. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with the news this week. The Supreme Court allowed a Trump administration plan to go forward that could deny green cards to immigrants who need public assistance. What's been the reaction from 2020 candidates?
We've heard a couple of the candidates speak out about this already. I was at an event with Mayor Pete Buttigieg yesterday, just outside of Des Moines, and he was asked by voters about this specific case. And he started quoting scripture, you know, saying that, you know, the stranger is supposed to be welcome, that this is sort of a core tenet of his faith. And he really spoke out about how, you know, that this was sort of unconscionable. We've also heard Elizabeth Warren. She tweeted about this. And more broadly, I mean, if you look at what the candidates have said about immigration and about the Trump administration's policy, this is an area where you're going to see a lot of agreement. I mean, there's not a lot of daylight. In other immigration policy, there are differences here and there. In terms of, you know, sort of cutting down access, you know, for people who are in the country illegally, who are seeking documentation, this is an area where you're going to see broad agreement among the Democratic candidates.
Let's talk about some of those other big questions on immigration. Mm-hmm. What are candidates saying about President Trump's push to build this wall along the U.S. border? Right. There are already some structures that are up. What would Democrats do?
And most of them are completely against the wall. Some of them have, though, if you look at their past, some of them have, in, you know, some of the members who have been in the Senate, for example, in the past have occasionally voted for border funding. And some of them late last year, when there was discussion about DACA, you know, the young people who were brought into this country illegally when they were very young, some of them said that they were amenable to some compromise. Like if you grant these young people citizenship, they might do a little bit of border funding. But largely, I mean, they're pretty much in lockstep in opposing the president's policies. They talk about several of them, Senator Klobuchar. They talk about, you know, in the first 100 days, you know, using any type of executive action they could to undo many of the president's policies. The areas where you see some distinction is whether, you know, the crossing the border illegally, whether it should remain a crime or whether that should be, you know, a civil offense. Yeah. For example, Senator Klobuchar, she would keep it a crime. Other people like Bernie Sanders would decriminalize that.
Decriminalizing illegal border crossings, that's something that former Vice President Joe Biden does not support. Here he is at a debate this summer.
We're in a circumstance where if, in fact, you say you can just cross the border, what do you say to all those people around the world who, in fact, want the same thing to come to the United States and make their case, but they don't, that they have to wait in line? The fact of the matter is you should be able to. If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
This is an interesting topic in that it's been shown that Americans do want some sort of reform. They perhaps want some sort of change at the border crossings, but exactly what they want is still up for question and whether these candidates really address what the public wants.
Well, I think the former vice president is really in an interesting spot because he's faced a lot of criticism from activists throughout this campaign because, you know, he was part of the Obama administration. Deportations rose to record levels during the Obama administration. Some Latino activists called President Obama the deporter in chief. So he's faced a lot of scrutiny on that, on the campaign trail. And I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think if there's anything that people in both parties agree on, it's that the immigration system is incredibly broken the way it currently exists. They obviously differ very much in how they would fix it.
I want to talk to you about ICE. It's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which, of course, is responsible for deportations. Bernie Sanders has called for the breaking up of ICE. Elizabeth Warren has called for the remaking of ICE. How big of an issue is this? What are candidates saying?
Well, this is an area where you actually can see some differences among the candidates in the field. I was at a Bernie Sanders rally on Saturday in Ames, and he was with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And when she brought this up as a huge point, and this was very, very popular with the crowd, that, you know, once you have children in cages at the border, once you have babies being ripped from their mother's arms at the border, that there is no reforming ICE, that it needs to be abolished. Other candidates would take a more measured approach. For example, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he sort of leans on his McKinsey background here in that he wants to study it and figure out what to do with ICE, but he's not calling for abolishing it. Elizabeth Warren's another one. So this is an area where there is a little bit of daylight between the candidates.
Another issue that many Democrats are bringing up is increasing aid to Central American countries, where migrants, of course, are coming from. Here's Senator Warren in a September debate.
Why do we have a crisis at the border? In no small part because we have withdrawn help from people in Central America who are suffering. We need to restore that help. We need to help establish and reestablish the rule of law so that people don't feel like they have to flee for their lives.
A number of candidates are also promising to protect so-called Dreamers. Those are people who were brought to the country illegally as children. Here's Senator Bernie Sanders at a San Diego rally in December.
We will restore the legal status to the 1.8 million young people and their parents eligible for the DACA program.
What have some of the other candidates, Democratic candidates, said about DACA? Buttigieg, Klobuchar, some of those others.
And this is an area where there's broad agreement that something has to be done for these young people. I mean, they all talk about, you know, this being one of their top priorities to, you know, if they're elected to do this as soon as they get into office, to take steps to protect these people. Some of them also talk about expanding it. For example, Sanders, who you just played, he would expand it to their parents. Klobuchar would raise the age for which people were eligible, which would also increase the number of pool of people who could apply.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about this issue of immigration, we're often talking about coastal areas. But former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has spoken about what immigration can do for rural areas. Let's listen.
Part of my plan for revitalizing the economies of rural America includes community renewal visas that would allow cities and towns and counties that are hurting not only for jobs but for population to embrace immigration as we have in my city. You know, the only reason that South Bend is growing right now, after years of shrinking, is immigration.
That's an interesting take. Mm-hmm. Have other candidates talked about this, about spurring the economies and other parts of the country through immigration?
Former Vice President Biden, he's proposed allowing local governments to petition for new immigration visas to support economic growth if there aren't enough local workers to fill jobs. So that's sort of a new proposal we're hearing this cycle that I don't think we've heard before. And it's interesting, I mean, being in Iowa, Iowa's obviously an incredibly homogenous state. It's it's more than 90% white. But there are certain pockets of, you know, when you get outside of the metro areas, there are these rural areas where the young people are leaving and they need workers. And you do see some areas that have, you know, that have an increase in Latino workers. I think it started out, you know, long ago with the slaughterhouses, et cetera, but it's certainly expanded since then. So I think it's an interesting area where people, you know, are talking about, you know, where there just simply aren't enough American workers to fill the needs of a community.
You're in Iowa, as you mm-hmm. just mentioned. Has that been a topic of conversation about those immigrant populations in Iowa, how they make up Iowa, and maybe how some of the candidates are trying to reach them?
I mean, immigration has come up on the campaign trail, but it hasn't come up as much as some other issues just because I think because there is such broad agreement among the Democratic candidates, among the field, about these proposals and about, you know, what the right thing is to do with people who are in the country illegally. On the Republican side, which I've covered here in past cycles, it has been much more of a flashpoint in terms of what should happen to them.
We talked about this a little bit, but presidents on both parties have failed to tackle comprehensive immigration reform for years. I mean, this has been an issue. If a Democrat is elected, what do you think the chances are that they'll actually have success?
I think it would depend on the makeup of the Senate. I mean, there are some policy areas where if you look at the polling, there's pretty broad agreement among Americans about what should happen in terms of, you know, for people who have been in this country, you know, for decades, who, you know, who have not committed crimes, who have worked, you know, who have paid into the system. There's a question about, you know, do they become citizens or do they, you know, become legal residents? But there is sort of agreement that, you know, that we're not kicking out 11 million people. But the question is, once, you know, we saw this under George W. Bush, we saw this under President Obama. I mean, once it gets caught up in Congress and, you know, in the Senate, it keeps stalling, even when there does seem to be, you know, a chance of reaching agreement. So I think it really depends on the makeup of the Senate.
Seema Mehta is a political writer for the LA Times. She's in Iowa right now for the Iowa caucuses. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And there's a lot more information on the candidates' plans online. Senator Elizabeth Warren, for instance, is calling for ending unnecessary detention of immigrants. She wants to parole some of who have immigration cases pending in the U.S. who don't pose a flight or safety risk. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, like other candidates, supports a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million estimated undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Bloomberg told the San Diego Union-Tribune that the U.S. needs to improve border security while increasing aid to the countries where migrants are fleeing. Andrew Yang would expand the number of highly skilled immigrants allowed in the U.S. His website says, quote, any highly rated worker or graduating student who receives a graduate degree here should be given a green card to remain in this country as a permanent resident.